Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Ayin Beis. We begin the Amud Beis. We begin with Taste the Masech. It begins the words of the Gemara. Neskaven like Bias Atolish. If he intended to pick up something that was detached, which Taste finds it difficult to Rashi's interpretation, and he brings the interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam. That is, Gemara brought that when he intends to pick up something that was detached, like the Taste of the Masech, and he ends up cutting something that's attached, according to him, you can be Pasek, because that's the classic Masasi. But if he intended to cut something that's detached, and he ended up cutting something that's attached, that's Machlekes Abaye and Rava. According to Rava, you can be Pater. According to Abaye, you can be Chai. So Taisa brings a Pirsh B'Kun, which Rashi explains. What's this case of Lagbias Atolish? It's Kagain Sakin Mutl Barugas Yerik. For example, if he has his knife that's laying there in the vegetable patch, in the scaven Lagbia, he intends to just lift up the knife. And by mistake, B'chatech has the Mechubah, absentmindedly, he goes and he cuts what's attached. That's a case where, according to everyone, that's going to be Masasik. Now, says Taisa and Kain, if that's the interpretation, so it sounds like the next case, how the plea gives this that they do disagree, that the dispute has been niskaven lachlechas atolish, when they intended to cut something that's detached, and they cut something that's attached, that would mean to be, just like the ratio was about two different items. Here also, it's lachlech talish, he intended to cut something that's detached, and he cut something else that's attached. Now the inference of that would be, oh, that's where their machlekes would be. But if his intention was not to cut something that's detached, but to cut something that's attached, and he cut something else that's attached. From Rashi, it sounds like that according to everyone would agree that that would be chayv and that would not be considered as misaf. The difficulty is because of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that that's difficult because the Besayv Perik Savik Achel, the end of Besayv Perik Achel, increased up your testament base. Amashmul Shmuel says, Misasik Mechalom Barai is chayv. Someone is preoccupied, absent minded, and he eats forbidden fats or engage in illicit relationships. Chayv is going to be chayv. Why? It's Misasik. Because ultimately his body had pleasure from the chaylah, from the arayis. But Bishab is potter. Bishab is misasik is going to be potter. Why? Because the malachas makshab is asertai. The Torah says the malachas of Shabbos is only forbidden if it's a premeditated, calculated action. And here you're absent-minded, so then you're going to be exempt. And that says, Taisa's mucha chasim, the Gemara there makes it obvious that that case is told about the chilub and the skavim, lukritain azu. When a Shabbos you can be potter as misasik. Even if you intended to be like it, to gather, meaning to do katsira on this fig, and you do katsira on a different fig, that patash moshmul holds, they're going to be exempt. And that's difficult according to Rashi's interpretation. Because according to Rashi's interpretation, everyone agrees that if you intended to do a prohibited action and you absentmindedly did another prohibited action, that then you're going to be chayim. The whole machlekes was regarding that you intended to do an act of cutting as something that's permitted and end up doing an act of cutting on something that's prohibited. Of Bishkog. You didn't do that, you did something else that you're going to be chayim. Here by Shabbos, they would say you're going to be potter. You see that this case that according to Rashi comes according to everyone that you're going to be chayim. No, we see that even that qualifies for Nasasi and you're going to be potter. So to taste the ass, look, come on, Perkazari. The Gemara later on the Tzadigzayin on a base brings a potter Rav. Rav holds one is going to be exempt if Niskamel is Rav's intention was to throw something 4 amas from Shitzarab. So Zorg Shemayin ended up throwing it 8 amas. In a situation where Kilei Amar, if he didn't say Kamakam Shatitza to Nach, that wherever it's going to be, it's going to land. No, he specifically wanted to do it 4 amas, and he ended up throwing 8 amas. That Rabbah holds you're going to be exempt, because that's not what you intended to do. The Cholshkim and the Skam and Lizzie Mitzadzim, the sure if your intention was to throw one direction, then you end up throwing a different direction. To Lenasi Klaler, it's something where your intention at all wasn't done, because you threw it in the wrong direction. Or the same thing would be if you intended to cut this thing that's attached, and you cut something else that's attached, which your machshava was not done, that the potter, we see that rubber holds that you would be potter, not like the way it comes up from Rashi, that according to everyone you'd be chayim in this case of niskam lachtach mechubezeh v'chatach mechubarachem. So Benil Rabbein Tam appears to Rabbein Tam a different interpretation. Actually, the Hacham Ayri here, the Gemara is actually talking about in the Skaven Lachtach Talish, the second case, which is the Machlekes, he intended to cut something that was detached, but Benimtza Shehu Mechubar, it doesn't come out that he ended up cutting something else that was attached, it comes out that the thing that he thought was detached that he meant to cut, turns out it was attached. But he's cutting what he intended to do. He just didn't know that it's attached. And that is the Machlekes, the Bayin Rabba. Now, yeah, Rabba holds that's still going to be potter. And what's the machlok? It says Taisus and Pligi Abayev Rabbah Bekrad Asher Chatabah. Their dispute is in the pasuk of Asher Chatabah. The Muki Lei Rabbi Eliezer Beperik Samakachal Learning More Creases. He says from that pasuk is Asher Chatabah that you have to be intending to do what you're doing. Problem is Sasek that excludes someone who is preoccupied. Where that's the machlok. So by Rabbah, how much is considered Masasek and how much is not? No. whereas regarding to Shmuel, as we're going to shortly see, that he holds your pati even when you intended to cut this attach and you cut a different attach. That's not learned out from the pasuk in the Sas. That's because of Lechaz Machshav is terminated forbidden, and since he didn't cut what he intended to do, so his Machshav was not done. And so it says, V'achet Isa Hasa Mehedya. Indeed, the Gemara explicitly explains that Machlekes is in the pasuk of Mesasik. Because the Kama Love, the Gemara says that it increases L'Rabba Mishkachas, according to Rabba, how you can have Mesasik on Shabbos? Sh'neskavan Laftach Etzatosh, we intended to cut something that's detached, V'chatach Etzamachubur. And you cut something that was attached. Labaya is Sh'neskavan like Gbiyas Etzatosh. Like we conclude here in our sugya, we intended to pick up something that was detached, and he cut something attached. So we see that the Machlekes is over there in the qualification of that pasuk regarding Mesasik. Whereas the Shmuel, the Potim Etam Alechs Machshabbat, that he exempts because it has to be in the category of a premeditated action. That's we intended to cut this thing that's attached. And you cut something else that's attached. His intention was not done. And then we're going to be Potim, again, not because of Mesasik, but because of the Alecha of Alechs Machshabbat. Says place of a hashtag now, according to the interpretation of Binatam, that we're saying the Machlik Zabayin Rava is regarding the thing itself, that you intended to cut it, but you thought it was detached and that it was attached. Ah, say Shap, and now it makes sense to come to come on with the conclusion of this sugya, with the lengthy raya of Rava that to explain the proof to his opinion, where the Mefarish explains the case of Shagug Bulay Miskab and the Shar Mitzvah Hechidam. What's the halacha that we said that there's a stringency of Shar Mitzvahs over that of Shabbos? When you in error and you didn't have any intention, what's the case talking about? So the Gemara explains, going to Sabah Shuman Huvachol, where he thinks it's permitted fats and he eats it. Turns out it really was forbidden fats. Ah, so it says the Hainu Mamish Dumi the Shabbos Lepir Shabbat Tam. That's exactly like the same cases we're describing over here that Rabbi says regarding Shabbos, that Rabbi says we intended to cut this thing and you did cut this thing. You just thought it was detached. Turns out it was attached. That's exactly like the case where by Shuman, you're eating that thing. You just thought it was Shuman, turns out it was Chalev. But by Shar Mitzvah, since you're Nenu, you're going to be Chayim. Here by Shabbos, you're going to be Patas. So according to Rashi, Machlek Zabai and Rav was regarding if you intended to go ahead and cut this thing that was detached. Turns out that you cut something else that was attached. From the minute time, no, the thing yourself that you did cut, and you did cut it, you thought it was detached. Turns out that it was attached. This is works out well according to Abai, who holds it in Michael. Tosh comes to explain what the Gemara is saying with Hanichal Abai, and that is the Gemara is saying, well, what's the case when the Gemara originally assumed that this Shar Mitzvah refers to Abai Dizara, Shagug Bulim Miskab, and what's that you can Michael Abai Dizara? So the Gemara in the Havamina thought, oh, when the person is doing the Abai Dizara because of his love for a person or his fear of a person. That the Gemara says, oh, according to Abai, that says, if you're able to bezum, have a year, gimichayim, also that makes sense. The place it explains, not really all the way. Pirish, in other words, the explanation is, hanichal Abai baha. It would only make sense for Abai this part, the Meshkachas Gabi Abedazara, that we could explain at least the case of Abedazara, of Shagabal and Meskavin, that an error that you didn't intend to, that you would be chayim. And Makamakam, it still says, Taisis, Gam Abai, even according to Abai, let me took my brisa Shabbahachi, even according to that part of the Havamin of the Gemara, it still wouldn't fit the whole brisa. Because we're saying Mashenke and Shabbos that you'd be Pater, it's not true. So Mechila Shabbos Ma'av Meir and not Mechayim. If someone desecrates Shabbos for his love or fear of a person, it'd still be Chayim. And therefore it says Teisul L'Hochi Itzuk B'Samach L'Ukma Ali with Abaya. Therefore the Gemara in the conclusion, when it's coming to explain Abaya, the Brisa Shagur Gulim Eskam and Heichadami, it asks, so what's the case of an error without intention? What's the case Tomat? Is the Sabbah Reku Boli? It's Tomat a different case where he thinks it's spittle and turns out he swallows it and it's really forbidden and doesn't say this case of what we described of when you're doing Ma'av Meira, because that would only tell you we're going to have a Zara. That wouldn't explain why B'Shabbos you'd be Patim, as it's just that the Gemara was only saying that this point itself would make sense according to the Bible, but not the whole Bryce itself. The next place the Master says, begins the words of the Gemara, up until here, where did we find, that was the question of Rav Nachman, was this much, but not like what you're trying to say in the Gemara, which places wonders regarding the Gemara's point that it's making. That is the Gemara, and the Havamin was saying that this, that by Einem Eskabin, that Yechayim Avei Dezara, that you can be Chayim, but by Shabbos you can be Pater, is when Oymem Mutter. The person says, oh, he thinks it's permitted. So the Gemara rejects that, because Oymem Mutter is Chayim by Shabbos, because, as I tell the Masl quotes, the whole question Rav had from Nachman regarding it then by Oymem Mutter was only Yechayim one, or on each, on everyone, meaning two, but for sure that could be Pater Lekamri, but that takes the ass. Then Tamir, you're going to say, what are you bringing from an Amayra? Why didn't you bring from the Mishnah to prove that Emamutta B'Shabbat is going to be Chayim? Because the Mishnah has the case of Lashichich Iker Shabbat. Somebody gets the whole idea about Shabbat. They're in the Chayim Ala Achaz. It's only reliable, only one. So you see that at least, but when you can be chayiv, we'll have a potter coming, you're not going to be totally exempt. So that you can bring from a shecheich ikar Shabbos even, which you have no clue at all. For sure that includes the halacha of oimah mutter, that you're not going to be potter. So says Rishon, what you could say is, yeah, but the nichol de'lasuim and Rava, the Gemara preferred to bring the question from Rava, because the mesafkele, because what was the case of the doubt of Rava? Behelim zebezeh, when the person had a lapse of awareness of Shabbos and of shigas malachas. Oh, and that, the Dilma full of tarti mechav, dear Rava wanted to say maybe even mechav, not only one, but even two. And because the chi'uki hocha by mutter, because here when we explain the halacha by the zarb, when the guy says mutter, hainu bin salam mendel and fiyashav, that's because temporarily the guy thought, yeah, it's permitted to be done. The hainu, do me the helm zeb zeb zeb, it's exactly like the halacha, where you're forgetting about the disavoida, and that the whole concept is forbidden, at least for now, because Rishon Elik, we had previously explained, where if you would remind him, he would know, but for now, he totally forgot the idea. Because the Tesis says, the imloi neidu le mo'ilam es avoida zarb, because if you would think it's talking about that he never knew at all that avoida zarb is forbidden, then, first of all, in Yisrael Klal is not a Jew at all. Because he's admitting Tavoy Dezar. Because the Deichik, it's a Deichik, it's contrived to have to say that come out a Jew that was brought up amongst the Gentiles, and therefore he is Yisrael, is just a Tinnik Shanish, because since we're not so common, and therefore, since we're told about Oima Mutter, of, that's like Helm Zev Zev Yodai, therefore the Gemara wanted to bring the question from Rava, who's also a Helm Zev Zev Yodai, and yeah, we could have brought it from the Mishnah, but to say from there that not only are you for sure not potter, you might even have more than even one. Next says the Masal Tetz begins with the Gemara, Rava Amar Potter. Rava says that you're going to be exempt. Chases discusses this opinion of Rava. That is, the Gemara in the Havamina says that this, that Einim Eskamba Vidazar, they were saying Michayim, which is quote, the Sharm Mitzvahs and Conscience of Shabbos, that's when a person does Abu Dazar from loving a person or from fearing a person. So the Gemara says, well, that's good according to Abaye that holds that you're chayev. According to Rava that holds you're potter when you're even in the year Mahava, what are you going to say? The place of wonders on this opinion of Rava, I'm a potter. The Imtad, you're going to say, how's that possible? Well, I'm a paragraph, the Gemara says, Abu Dazar, idolatry, Vigila Rais, illicit relations, Vishrik is going to murder your heart while you have the love, because you have to let yourself be killed and not violated. Same Cain, if that's the case, even if he's not accepting this Abu Dazar as his deity, still, he's only doing it out of love or fear. Still chayiv, he's still going to be liable. So what happens? Rabbi say you can be potter. Now says Tosef ve'ein lo. Tosef says what you shouldn't say. Don't say the Rabbi l'tamei. Rabbi is going according to his reasoning. The truth is even by idolatry says Rabbi. If it's betzina, if it's in private, not in public, the pasuk says v'chayiv, you should live with them. It says you should not die with them. It means to say yes, you're allowed to go ahead and violate it. And not get killed. And wait a second. And what we're saying, what you shouldn't say, even according to that approach, Tosis says, and how would you resolve other common rather paraphrase the Ksubas? This is what Rabbi says in the second paraphrase of your testament of Rabbi Adam, granting witnesses, that they were told that swear falsely, that the Gemara brings over there that in regards to Ramey's opinion, that if witnesses were told that sign falsely and not get killed, that they to get killed and they shouldn't swear falsely. Rava says no. If they would have came in front of us, we would have told them no, swear falsely and don't get killed. And the reason is shein l'chadav b'shamim b'fnei b'kuch nefesh. Nothing stands in favor of a person's life. Says to swear falsely, although that's definitely iser, but it's not severe that you should get killed for. But one of the three things is Rabbi did, yes, of course the person would get killed for. One of them is Avodah Zarah. So you see, Rabbi does hold you have to give up your life for Avodah Zarah. That's a test. No, that wouldn't be difficult. Ketachin Prusha, that's what Rabbi would mean over the Ksubis, is that a filah man de nachma, even according to the opinion that is stringent, that holds that you do have to be my snafesh, even in private. He would only be stringent in these three cardinal sins. But regarding the prohibition of swearing falsely, you wouldn't have to be stringent. But again, Rav himself could hold that you don't have to be Maisa Nefesh. And that's Taisha coming to say, no, don't say that when Rav says, you're going to be Pater, is because he goes according to his opinion. That actually, you don't have to be Maisa Nefesh. Even by Avodah Zarah, no. Says Taisha, because Nim Kain, if that would be the reasoning of Rav's opinion, that the time of the Rav, the Pater, have a Mishrachi, that the reason why he holds you Pater is because, like we said, in private, you don't have to give up your life, even on the three cardinal sins, including Avodah Zarah. Then my say Abaye repeg dal misses. Then what's Abaye bringing in Sanedna of Samachal from Ralph? Mekavad Bryson. For many Bryson, he tries to prove not like Rabba. That you see that even some of those Abaye desire from love or fear, he's going to be chayev. What do you mean? Lema, let Rabba say, the Asikman Dom, Peg Ben Sari, you heard my Yaver. What I mean, it's totally that opinion that holds that you do have to give up your life and not violate, which is the plug that Tanoi, it's a machlekes Tanoim. So then obviously the fact that we see that that the Rava does not answer that is obviously that they're not dependent one on the other. And this that Rava says that Me'av Me'ira is not from that reasoning, where that he holds that you don't have to give up your life on the Gimel Aves Mitzvah, because or else he should have answered that regarding Rava's prices. So then the question comes back. Now why does Rava hold that if someone does Abed Zar, Me'av Me'ira, he's going to be punished, but he has to give up his life? So essentially, what you can say is the sub of Rava, the Rava holds, that Fulaman Dam, the Chayv Lim says Asma, yeah, even according to the one that holds that you have to give up your life, if he does not give up his life, he's not going to be liable for death at the hand of Bezdin. There is going to be Potter. So though you have to, but if you don't, you're going to be Potter, and that's Rabbah's opinion. But because of Raza still finds this approach difficult. Because the Amr of Besar Zabay Dazar, he says, everyone's included in the category of not doing Abay Dazar, whether it's Ba'inis, whether it's Baratin. Now, Kishapar Lacha, Kosabachadem, when the Pasik specifies that the mitzvahs you should live by and not die by them, so Yotza Ines, that excludes if someone was beyond his control, then he doesn't have to give up his life. Now, Mashra, that sounds like only the Lemapik Elo Ines Misa. The only case we're excluding from the Issa of the Abay Dazara is only if it was beyond his control, meaning of death, which is telling you that you should live by them and not die by them. Which, Abasha Oinsen, but regarding other types of Oinsen, that is included in not doing Abay Dazara, and one would be liable. Yet, here we see Rabbi says you can be exempt of Lemapik, even if it's regarding love. Like Oinus Misa, which is not something beyond your control of death. So how could Rava say that you can be potter? So brings Taisus the Yishma Farshim. Now those who explain that he dami hard by Yaver. This that we're asking the question from that it says that one has to give up his life and not violate by the Zara. That's unspecified. Meaning when he doesn't say that he's not accepting that Avodah Zara as his deity, that's you have to be hard by Yaver. And that is Avagavdalim and Kavala Lelaha, even though he's not really accepting it as his deity, as his Avagdazar, as his power. Avagdazar will be here, then the Farish to Kav Mamir. Here he's saying that I'm not doing it because of Avagdazar, I'm only doing it because of my love for this person, the fear of that person. That's what Rava says, Yimipat. Or Onami, another approach is, no, Afilibistam, that actually, even in general, you're going to be Pater. That everyone does it only because of love or fear, and everyone knows that they don't accept it as their deity. Some Tahaman Arash in the famous Purim story. The Ma'aseh Allah Hasam with the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings. It says in the pasuk Lohem, Lohem yatim meshtachve. It says leshtachve Lohem. To them, you don't mean it. You don't bow down. But you could bow down to a person like you. Says the Gemara, Yachal will never become a Yud thing, even if he's worshipped like Haman. Talmud says, no, don't worship them. And that the Gemara asked somebody on Rabbah, when Haman was worshipped out of Yira. And it says he's considered like Vadazar. And I, Rabbah says, if it's done Yira, you're going to be potted. And I become a Rabbah. Rabbah says, no, Kahaman, but like Haman. It's like Haman, but not like Haman. Meaning, the Elo Hasam Yira by Haman was done out of fear. So therefore, it would be potted. But Hachab will be here. We were saying that it would be usher to worship a person that makes himself up with the Zara. It's love in the year when it's not done out of fear. But now, once we introduce this text, it says, Mahi gufa nami yesh l'daktik. From that teaching, one could go ahead and be precise that if he bows down to a regular person that's not known that they're worshiping only out of fear, the chayyab, that a person would be liable for the Zara, even though he's not accepting that person as his deity. Why? Because the mashma is something from that Gemara over there, the usher nevit kahaman. That if someone is worshipped like Haman, it's forbidden, because that dummy the Adam Shekhar Maiskh Lishari. That's something to the person like you that you're allowed to. In other words, the case of the Isser of the person like Haman and that which is permitted like a person like you is the same type of a case. Behind it, and that's the case where you're not accepting him as a deity. And therefore, that if someone is worshipped like Haman, then even though you don't accept him like a deity, if it's not known that it's being worshipped out of fear, then it would be the Isser of the Zah. But moreover, the Amar Perek Dal Misa, the Gemara Sanhedrin Samach Amarav says, someone relieves himself by the Avodah of Par, which is the way it's worshipped, Zui Avodah. So that's it's Avodah, and he's going to be liable. Avakav the Mechav Lamezui, even though this person who's going to the bathroom and that his intent is to degrade it, so to Azarek Evel Makarlis, someone throws a stone to the Avodah of Makarlis, Zui Avodah, that's the way it's worshipped. Avakav the Mechav Lamezui, even though his intention is to go ahead and stone it, and therefore, if his intention is not to accept it as a deity, he actually wants to disgrace it. And still he sees Michaev, because that's the way to worship, even though that he's not specifying that he's not intending to worship it. Hamadachayev, so you see that you're liable, even though you're not really accepting it as a deed. But Amihu, however, it says Taisis, you could reject the raya from Pa'ur. Because yes, Lavarish, you could explain that, yeah, Avagam Zukam Machavan Lazuya, even his intention is to degrade it, but also Machavan La'avya Derek Lazayan. His intention is to worship it the way it's generally done, which is the way of degradation. Or Dragimazu, or like the other Vidazar Makailis, to stone it. But since that's the way it's normally done, and he's doing that way, therefore it's Michaev, but maybe it's not, if it's not that, then maybe actually he would be Potter if his intention is not to accept it as a deity. Now, what's bothering Taisa is, but since we're saying that according to Rava, you're not really Potter if you do it now in the era. Only if you're explicit that you're not accepting it as a deity. So then it says, then why didn't he reject the rise of Abaye in Sanhedrin? They brought all these prices that you see when you do Ma'am Yirgin Michayev. Why didn't he say it's not a right? Because that's Ba'ib Ma'am Stam. That's when you do it unspecified. Rabbi was saying it'd be positive when you specify. So it says mission to Stam later, because in generally, when someone does the Avodah Zarah Stam, unspecified, that's like, of course he's doing it with the intention of worshipping it. And therefore, we wouldn't need the braces to tell you that. Obviously, the braces are talking about where he explicitly says not doing it to accept it as a deity. And therefore, that was a question that was asked on Rabbi. Now, Tosis asks, and Temi begins to say, "Ulamayda pata Rava." But then, based on what we just said, the Rava says that when you're worshiping out of love of fear, you're exempt. Samaylo yishtachva Mordechai laHaman. So, according to Rava, why didn't Mordechai bow down to Haman? But it was known that everyone bowed down to Haman only because they were afraid of him, which is Nihira. So, the Tosis of Yeshem, what you can say is, because I'm in the Medrash, like we say in the Medrash, Shashtei Tzuris Hayu Aliba. There were two forms that were on the heart of Haman, on his chest. If he would bow down to Haman, that he would be down, bowed down also to the images on his chest. So in regard to the images, it's not known that he's not accepting as a deity, because only regarding Haman, everyone knew that they're doing it because of the command of the king. But more of another approach, Taisa says, Mishum Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying God's name, where a person is permitted to be Maisa Nefesh, even though there's no Isra bowing down, which Mordechai chose that approach. Because Ashkam Yerushalmi, like it's written in Yerushalmi, said the Shviz Perek Dalad, if you're in Papas Velunius Akam, like Papas and his brother Lunius, Shanasna Mayim Eskuchas Tevu, they gave them water in a dyed glass with the name of a Vidazar, where there's no issur to go ahead and drink from it. Yet they were Maisa Nefesh, but they killed them and they did not accept to drink from them. In this glass, you see a lot of Maisa Nefesh, even though they actually would be permitted, and that's what Mordechai did with Haman. So essentially, Tosis told us that this, that Rabbah holds you can be exempt by Me'ad Me'ira, even though a person has to be Maisa his Nefesh on three of the stringent Abayis, which is Avodah Zarah. That's because he holds that, yeah, even though you have to be Maisa Nefesh, but if you weren't Maisa Nefesh, you'd be Potter. And this, that you're going to be Potter even if you're Oyv Ma'ava, even though there's no Oynus Misa, that's because that's in general Stam. Then you say Yag Vayava. But if someone explicitly says, I'm doing it only out of fear or out of love, then a person would not have to be Maisa Nefesh. Or that every Avodah Zarah that you only serve at Ma'ava Me'ira, and everyone knows that, then there's no Din Yag Vayava. Alright, so then why didn't Mordechai bow down to Haman when it was well known that everyone was serving him only Mi'ira, because the king said? Either because there were these graven images of a desire on his heart, and that not everyone knows that that's being done Mi'ira, or because Mordechai wanted Mekan Shem Shemayim, that although Menadin is permitted to bow down, one is permitted to be Meisa Nefesh, which Mordechai chose with Haman. Kfinex says Damascus begins the words of the Gemara, but Ima Mutter. He says it's permitted. Tess is bothered by this Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara and the Havamina is saying one of the approaches is that, what do you have by Shar Mitzvahs, which he says, Avodah Zarah, the Ein Miskaven, Avodah Zarah, you're going to have a carbon Bishkaga? That's when you say it's Mutter. But this is Babi. Oyma Mutter is Bishkaga? I've heard him at Tina Beperik Beis Demak, is this, and the Gemara Makkah of Zayin Beis, exclude from the word Bishkaga when they're talking about the halachas of someone killing by mistake, where he goes into Gullis, when the fact is Bishkaga in error, Pradla Oyma Mutter, that excludes when he says it's permitted, doesn't go into Gullis. So he says Oyma Mutter is not Shaygik. How could we say that's the case of a Zara of Bishkaga? Says the Gemara. Says Taisin Oshanigah beGalus. Exile is different because the two Bishkaga Ksivi Hasan. Since says the word the Bishkaga many times, each time is further refining what's qualified for Bishkaga. So that's why we exclude Amar Mutter that that's not considered as Bishkaga to go into Galus. And therefore, based on this answer, Taisin Lachinam Amar Besay Perik Beis the Baba Kama. That's why in Baba Kama that Rav Amar Beis the Gemara brings over there. He says Evan Menachas LeBechekar. Regarding the case where someone has a stone in his lap, and LeHikar BaMeilim, he never knew he had that. And then he gets up and it falls down. And he kills a person. So the Inyan Gala is part of Shkaga. Regarding going to exile, the Gemara says, oh no, it doesn't go into exile because that's not included in Shkaga. where he's learning Shabbos regarding the violation of Shabbos, let's say it falls out of his lap and it goes Dal Ram Shuz Ram, we say, why is he going to be Pater because of Beitzah? Oh, Mishum Divina Melechas Mashabbos, because it has to be Melechas Mashabbos. And that bothers Taishas Vashta, typically, the Gabbos Shabbos, now it's Bishkaga. What do you do? What do you mean? Shabbos also says Bishkaga. So why are you being might because not Melechas Mashabbos? What about Bishkaga? Just like you might by someone kills by mistake because of Bishkaga. So Taishas Nalabadi, rather, it's definitely because Davka Gabbos Gaulis Matina, specifically like Gaulis, definitely exclude from Bishkaga. Mishum Nachsiv Bishkaga too, that says the word Bishkaga many times. So therefore, from that, we're going to exclude. But we're not going to exclude every time, wherever it says Bishkaga. Therefore, by Ayma Mutter, yes, by Ritzach, we're going to exclude it from Bishkaga. But by Ritzach, where it doesn't say many times Bishkaga, we're not going to exclude Ayma Mutter from Bishkaga. And therefore, that was Gemara's Hadmin to say that was the case of the Bishkaga of Ayma Skaven to be Chayim by Ritzach.